two places in the scripture, actually. I'm looking. Thing one, in the parable, I believe in Luke, in the gospel, the Lord said that woman had done what she could. And then I've got another one over in the book of Ezekiel. Someone get me that one there in the gospels right quick. And I have another one here. Somebody got it? Can't hear you. Mark 14, okay. Mark chapter 14. Well, there's a woman there, and the Bible said that there's some people standing around there, and he said, this woman has done what she could. Said she'd done what she could. You know the one thing about God? He's reasonable. The Lord, He ain't going to ask us to do something that we can't do. Whatever God tells you to do, you can do. If you can't do it, God wouldn't tell you to do it. And He don't ask from us what we can't do. I'm a preacher, as a husband, as a father, I ought to be the same way. I ought to be willing to do the same. I ought to be willing to do what I can do. And I just want to give us a thought tonight, as this is a preparation service for the youth rally. Friday night, the service will be at 7 o'clock. Everybody needs to be here. All young people need to be. The youth choir will be singing Friday night. Saturday evening at 3 o'clock, we're going to have some very special youth groups and singers. I just talked to Brother Ryman this morning from up in Delaware. He's bringing about 40 just with his group. And there's probably another 50 coming from New York. And about another 50 from Alabama. And tons from South Carolina and North Carolina and Tennessee and Pennsylvania and Maryland and places like that. So, and I'm going to do something Saturday night that I'm going to be honest with you. I did not want to do. If the Lord don't change my mind, I'm going to do it. And I wanted to have a barnstorming, window-rattling, sin-killing, devil-hating, sent from heaven, screaming message. That's what I wanted to do. But so far, the Lord didn't let me have that. I'm going, believe it or not. If the Lord don't change my mind, I'm going to be showing the young people Saturday night how, you know, done the rock music message last Sunday night, some additional things along those lines, except not what I had last night, some other stuff. And it's not going to be a whole message on rock music, but it's going to deal with it because I'm going to try to show them how the devil's deceiving our generation. And then we have a strong point we're going to try to make Saturday night. And I'm telling you, that's what the Lord's laid on my heart. And I can't get away from it. And I've learned a long time ago, you're always better off do what you believe the Lord wants you to do. I learned that a long time ago. I found out preaching, boys, if I got one message that I think is just right and all ready, but then deep in my soul I feel like the Lord wants me to preach another, you better off to go with that other. Yes, sir. Even if it ain't ready. Because I'd rather God be with God and not be ready and be ready and not be with God. Amen. I found that out the hard way, believe me, several times trying it. And you've got to follow the leadership of the Lord. So I'll be doing that Saturday night. So I ask you to pray and have compassion. She done what she could. Now, as concerning our young people, Ezekiel 37. One way that you know that God really moved on our young people. There's always some skeptics. Usually there's some Christian skeptics that say, well, it's all emotionalism. It'll die out. Oh, they just better watch it. They're just getting too emotional. You always have skeptics like that. But the way you really know if God's moved on a group of young people is by their fruit. Jesus said, by their fruit you'll know them. And another thing, it lasts. It don't last a week or two and die out. We've had two strong moves of God on our young people in the last 10 years. Two. 1986 in 1994. The youth rally is a result, is a direct result of God moving on our young people in 1986 at Bryson City. That's what started it. You need to understand that, folks. This is a work of God. I'm not trying to sound pious or religious. It's something that God started. I did not sit down. I've had people ask me, said, how'd you get them youth rallies started? I didn't start them. I did not sit down one day and say, I think I'll start a big giant youth rally and get people from everywhere. I didn't do that. You can't do it. Amen. There's been a lot of others tried and it won't work. There's been youth rallies by the scores pop up in the last few years. Everywhere's having youth rallies. Feeding them at 6, the whole bit. There's got to be more to it than that. God done this. As a result of what happened at camp in 1986. That school sitting out there tonight is a result of what happened last year at camp, 1994. I don't believe there'd be a building sitting out there tonight if God hadn't moved on our young people at camp last summer. It's the whole thing's a result of it. The trips to Kentucky, when I preached at that school, the move of God, our young people, all of that was God getting us ready for the school. Every time God moves on our church or any other, there's always something big comes out of it. And something blessed, something that's a blessing. And by the way, that's why we name our school, mascot, the wind. It's because of this scripture right here. Ezekiel 37, verse 9. He said unto them, look at it, Ezekiel 37:9. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me. Glory to God, I had my camp last summer. And the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood upon their feet, an exceeding great army. That's what happened, brother, that's what happened. The Lord said, prophesy, son of man. And I said, okay, I preach to him, Lord. And all of a sudden, the wind come across that lake and come across and breathed into this group of young people. And they stood up a mighty great army at the Pizza Hut the next weekend. It'll do it. It'll work. Training courses won't do it. Youth activities won't do it. Only the breath of God will do it. Have you ever been in a service where the wind blew? The wind just goes... Our young people have been characterized by the wind. That's why we named it the wind. Plus, I thought that's kind of neat. We got a name nobody else ain't got. They wore out the bears and the lions and the tigers. And there's a million of them. There's only one wind. Amen? There'll be four or five in the next few years. But did you know something? I thought Miami Heat was weird too when I first heard it. But did you know something? That wind is a type of what God done. Just... and they rise up an exceeding great army. I want to give a testimony. You go into most churches, ask young people to give a testimony, they'll look down at the floor like this. The night the wind blew on them, they were fighting to get the microphone. I want to say something. And get up here and say, God's happening. Like, yeah, well, I mean, it was good. Well, I had to make them quit about 10 o'clock. They told them to get ready, and we baptized 23 in the lake at 11 o'clock at night. And I don't know what time it stopped. When a group of teenagers, when you dismiss a group of teenagers, and instead of going to shoot basketball, or instead of going to get a refreshment, or instead of, they want to crowd around and sing songs about Jesus and read the Bible, something done something somewhere. I'm telling you. You get a bunch of old folks doing that. I'll never forget up there at Allendale, Brother Tony. Man, the wind blew on us again.
Yes, sir.
The wind blew. I never forget, we had dismissed service at 9 or 9:30, and we'd start. You couldn't get out. By the time you got out to the back door, it got started up again. Somebody said, boy, God's been good to me. We started singing out in the parking lot till 10:30, 11 o'clock, 11:30. They was shouting out in the road. I'm glad that big tanker truck didn't come up through there then, man. It would have wiped half of us out. They were out there screaming, shouting, thanking God. You say, well, that's just emotionalism. Not if it lasts, it ain't. Not if it lasts. I don't believe it. Of course, emotion. You know, you always get your emotions. Anytime you really get happy in God, your emotions gets in it. That's what God gave them to you for. You just don't want only emotion. You mix that emotion with the spirit and power of God and all this youth energy, man, you better get out of the way. The wind will blow you over. gust of up to 180 miles an hour. Well, he said the wind blew. Now, what can we do? Some could pray. There's people here this week. You've got time to pray. There's people sitting in here tonight that has time to pray. Ladies, I need you to do me a favor. Now tomorrow, we're going to be working trying to get a picture out here in the building. I've got some other things that I can't tell you about that I'm going to be working on all day tomorrow. These are the surprises. I want y'all to get surprises so everybody enjoy it, not just the visitors. We got other things we've been doing, and we need some people to pray, to carry us along. We need some of you ladies to say, I don't need to see what. They ain't going to do nothing with OJ tomorrow or the next day. I promise you, you won't miss a thing. Yeah, you may, well, do you good to miss some soap opera. Just get in there. Hope you don't do that anyway. Get in your prayer closet and stay there a while. Just say, oh God. Oh God, touch them air conditioners. Oh God, touch them wires. Oh God, rebuke the devil. Oh God, help that poor crazy preacher for trying something like this. Oh God, help him, Lord. Oh God, oh God. And I mean that. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. We got some people that could pray. Listen, you know what I've been trying to do? I've always got my radio on or tape player on my car. I've got on those, I've got to punched in most of the gospel stations around here, and I'm listening to the radio or got a tape playing always. You know what I've been doing lately? I've been leaving it off and trying to pray. Just leaving it off while I'm driving. Just saying, oh Lord, just driving down the road. Don't close your eyes while you're driving. Just say, oh Lord, bless the youth rally. Oh Lord, bless it. Oh God, please. Lord, don't let none of them visitors have a wreck. Oh God, please. Lord, let the atmosphere be right. Oh God, there's people up in New York. There's people in Alabama. Pray, Lord, this might be the only chance that boy or girl has to save them from a life of drugs or all kinds of wickedness. Listen, the kids that get saved here Friday night or Saturday night, may preach the gospel one day when your grandkid hears the word of God and gets saved. You never know. You never know what God Almighty can do in one service until you pray and watch it. You don't know what God can do. It's yet to be seen. We think we've seen God do something. We've never seen the tip of the iceberg what God Almighty can do. Let's pray. We need some people to pray. We need some people that'll fast. And I encourage you to fast this week. I'm going to fast as the Lord leads me. I've done got my days picked out when I'm fasting this week. You ask the Lord when He wants you to fast. You say, I can't. You can. Man told me, I can't fast today because I'm taking medicine. Sometimes somebody said it has on prescription medicine and it'll hurt. It won't kill you. I've done it. I've done it. All that medicine that says take with food, don't pay no attention to that. Take it with water. You will not die. I'm telling you, I've done it. Amen. I'm not lying to you. I've done it lots of times. It won't hurt you. Won't hurt you a bit. Enough water is going to take care of it. It'll do it. You may have a little bellyache, but I mean, listen, you can't wait till everything in the world's right. We need some people to fast, to do without. By the way, fasting is good for you physically. Physically. When you fast, you've heard me preach on it before, it shuts that thing down. You're just dumping food in there all the time. And you got these little machines in there grinding all the time. They need a break once in a while, man. When you don't give them no food, you know, they can't find nothing to grind, then they turn and start eating your fat up. And that's what makes you lose weight. They eat that fat off of you. And that hurts. They're eating you. That's why it hurts, man. Something's in there eating you. But I'll tell you what, you go ahead and let it hurt, and then the next day, you have a good breakfast, something like that, you'll feel great. You will feel great. Your mind will be clearer. J. Harold Smith went on those long fasts. That man's over 70 years old now. They say he's preached more sermons than any man living. And he said on his long fast he went on, he said, every blemish on his skin cleared up. He has no spots on his skin. His tongue just as pink as a little baby. I mean, at 50 and 60 years old, you will not have any kind of bumps or blemishes on. It clears it all up. Fasting does. That'll get you girls to doing it, won't it? You won't do it to keep somebody out of hell, but you'll do it to get rid of them zits. That's the day we're living in. Do it for both, man. You get double benefits. You get all kind of good things happen to you. It makes your food better when you finally do get to eat. Are you one of these people that come in and say, what are we going to eat? I don't know. What do you want? I don't know. How about this? Nah. How about Chinese? Nah. How about steakhouse? Nah. How about this? You want a fixed sandwich? Nah. What about a hamburger on a grill? Nah, you know what your problem is? You ain't hungry. It's a Sunday night. Don't eat nothing till Tuesday morning. Don't eat nothing till Tuesday morning. It will not take you 30 seconds to make up your mind what you want. You'll get up Tuesday morning, what do you want? Anything. Cornbread and milk, man. I mean, put it up. Give me a sandwich. It won't bother you one bit. You take a piece of bread and eat it just like that. Just bread. Just cram it in your mouth. And it's delicious. It is delicious. Our problem is we don't let ourselves get hungry. Some of you teenage boys don't slow down. You ain't going to be able to get through that door here by the time you're 25. And I'm trying to be your friend. You'll die early death, too. You need to fast. Some of you could fast this week. You say, preacher, I got to work. So do I. I preached every night last week. Went around every day, all day long. I drove 750 miles to preach last week. Not counting everything else. And when you're preaching, well, that stomach hurts. But it ain't going to kill you. No, I didn't drive. I rode the bus one night, right? Take off 150 of that. Take off 75 of that. 675. And you know, some people could fast. Some people could work. How about it, boys? Wouldn't it be awful if somebody went out through that Friday night, tripped over something, and broke her leg? We got to get all that stuff out there cleaned up. We need you to be here tomorrow for a work day. Some of you boys, young men, get your blood into it, man. Some of you men, it's Easter Monday. Maybe you're off work. We got picnic tables out there. We got a park. We're ready to have a picnic out there, man. We're putting up a volleyball net this week for the kids that are going to be staying here. And we need all that kind of stuff done. We need work. Some of you could work. Some of you could help these ladies with the bookstore. They're going to be having a big sale this weekend. They need help with the tables. They need help with the refreshments. They need help with all this kind of stuff. Some of you could help keep the restaurants stocked with them little table tents. You know, you sit on the restaurant table. Somebody could just say, hey, I'll do that, preacher. I'll take care of them all this week so you won't have to worry about it, okay? Somebody could do all. Some of you could give your time. Just come up and give some time. What do you need me to do? Straighten up. Some of you could help clean up after the service Friday night. We're going to have fellowship for the young people in the old building. Some of you could just say, hey, I'll stay around. I'll help clean up. I'll help clean up Saturday night. Some of you could just, you could do all kinds of things. Stand around, make people welcome, make friends, get your friends to come, your family, make some phone calls. You do what you can. Do what you can, gotta do what you can't. Gotta do what you can't. I'm going to stop right there and ask for some volunteers, and then I got something to show you before you go. The video man, Brother Randy, I thank you, especially Brother Dale Franklin. All y'all need to have a little meet tonight, and I need to talk to you about the video. Sound men, too. We need probably, how many you think, Brother Bruce? Eight? Six or eight men at least. And I'm not talking about boys being youth choir, some men. Since this is a youth rally, we need some men that would be here early Saturday evening and help Brother Bruce with the ushering. Saturday evening, Brother Reese always parks the buses. We're going to put tables outside up yonder so they can eat outside and inside and then move those tables Friday night. How many men would do that Saturday to move them Friday night after the service and then fix them back Saturday evening? Would you raise your hand, please? Need about eight. Okay, I believe that's about eight. Thank you. We need, Carrie, you get with your girls. You'll have another meeting with them. Vicki, meet with the bookstore workers. Where y'all can meet at? Over here in the men's choir room? And any of you ladies, we probably need at least three ladies that help the bookstore workers out this weekend, especially Saturday. Would anybody raise their hand? Ladies, not girls in the youth choir. Ladies or not? Okay. One, two. All right, thank you. Appreciate that. Over there, after this, we need bins. We're going to have about 20, 40, 60, 60 people staying in the Sunday school classes up there because the camp's full. And 60 people need a place to sleep, especially the girls. Now, the boys, they can stay in the sleeping bag, but we need some sleeping bag. If anybody can get a hold of some mattresses or cots, We need them up here tomorrow or at latest by Wednesday night. Can anybody got a small mattress at home you're not using? Not one that the dogs have slept on for 6 months. Something that's, off a couch or some kind of a feather bed or something like that that you can bring up where they can lay on the floor and sleep on. Raise your hand. Anybody? One, two, three. Do what, Brother Don? Oh, you got a cot, that's fine. We got a bunch of cots out the camp, they're about that long. My feet hangs off up and down that I like that. Anybody else could get us some beds up here. All right? We need more than this. We need like 42 more than what I've seen. I'd hate to put them girls right on the floor. Brother Ryman's group, they was gonna have to raise $600 to stay in a motel. And they was out selling stuff yesterday trying to get it. Them kids was to come down here. That's what they was doing. And I said, man, don't do that. We'll fix you a place to stay. Amen. Don't you think our church ought to fix them a place to stay? The kids ain't got $600. They want to come to youth rally. We're saved, going to heaven. We inconvenience ourselves a little bit so they can get a blessing. Listen, anybody get a hold of some? We might go up here at the Foam and Fabrics and get about a 2 mile piece of that foam and just roll on a big bed out in here. Stack them down there. They're like cordwood. Okay, that'd be good. All right. Sheets, too. Anybody got a bunch of sheets you don't need? We need some men here Wednesday night that will get with Brother Glenn and get the chairs moved in, right? We're going to do that Wednesday night after service. Okay? Big Red already talked to you about all the grass. We need some ladies that would be willing and young girls to go to the camp tomorrow. Would tomorrow be all right, Miss Becky? Okay, I just thought since it's a holiday, it might be better tomorrow. Okay, make it Thursday. Thursday, need some ladies to work at the camp to get it all cleaned up. Would you raise your hand? Thank you. God bless you. Now, they're depending on y'all to go out there and help get it ready. 150 people staying at the camp. I know what you're wondering. Where's all these people going to sit? Oh, don't you worry about that. Mom fusses at me. Danny, if you're going to have these big youth rallies, you need to learn. Here we ain't got no balcony and build a school. But somebody pay that school off, we'll build us a balcony, and I ain't going to quit praying about that. I believe if somebody could do that if they had listened to God. And I'm not just saying that. I ain't never felt that about nothing else we've ever done but this. And I feel in my soul that the Lord could do something at all. Then we put a balcony in here, and we'd have made. That's some sermon, wouldn't it? Read you a letter. This is from a little rich kid up north. You hear me? He drives around in a Maserati. Got about anything he wants. But listen to this. Hi, how are you? I'm writing to tell you how much I miss you and your family. Can't wait to see y'all again. I'm hoping to go to camp in July. My family's still in the race, and by God's grace, so am I. We've been blessed in so many ways. One of these days, I'll be able to share my testimony. Born here, some of your youth group has fallen and are yet rest go their own ways. I'm very envious of your youth group. Do you think maybe you could send them to here and rub some spirit on us? like you're putting on Bengay or something. Send them up there and rub some spirit on us. Ask that you would pray for our youth as we are being deceived by the devil and getting sucked in by the world. And for the youth group going to North Carolina. See? It's rough on a man in those northern cities. I mean, they go to school with drugs and knives and getting cussed and getting threatened and everything else. And here's some letters from Texas. How they're looking forward to coming. And of course that makes me realize what a responsibility we've got. I'm going to show you something. It lasts about 15 minutes here, and I want all the young people to watch it. It's about some young people and what can happen just that quick to young people. Okay? Get the lights.
Hey, when I'm on the court, it's judgment day.
Lights out over there, please. The other switch. No, you had it. No. There go. Okay. Now give him a little more volume, Roy. Watch it carefully, young people.
Did the same thing yesterday.
Well, really, if a guy can't have a decent car, he at least ought to have a decent sound system.
Hey, at least I've got a car.
Well, yeah, I was thinking about getting a car like this, but I decided to wait till I could buy a real car.
Oh, ha, ha, ha.
Well, boys and girls, that's 10 minutes we've been sitting out here waiting on the lovebirds. My stomach is dying for some serious nourishment.
I know, I wonder what's taking them so long. I'll go check it out.
Good move, Sherlock.
Crank it, dude!
You know, I really think he cares about me. I mean, I know we've only been on a few dates, but it's really special.
And, like, do you really think Belle's friends want us hanging around?
Belle's friends will do whatever Belle wants.
Well, that's okay for you, but what about me? It makes me feel kind of strange, especially around Ken. I just don't think he likes me very much.
Oh, Mary, that's just Ken. He makes everybody feel like that.
Tell you what, man, it's a good thing Bill didn't start dating Allison during the season. He wouldn't have been worth shooting.
I don't know. I think they got a pretty good thing going.
I'm not saying they don't. I'm just saying Bill's got a real bad case of the goo-goo eyes.
Yeah. Here they come.
Oh, well, what do you know? There is justice in this world.
Janet Marie really expect us to believe? That some guy behind a computer decides whether we go to heaven or hell?
No. No, each person's supposed to decide for himself.
Well, that's just great, Bill. I'll choose heaven.
It doesn't work that way.
What are you talking about?
You're supposed to decide before you die.
Decide what?
Decide. What a person decides about God and about Jesus before he dies determines where he goes after he dies.
Oh, brother.
I know what Phil's talking about. I went on this ski trip once, and there was the speaker, and he said the same thing. It was as if he was talking right to me. I could feel my heart pounding.
Look! I think you're all suffering from some group hysteria or something. I can still see, touch, and hear. I have no reason to believe that some image out there in space means what you think it does. That computer didn't say anything about God or Jesus. For all you know, there could be a lot of ways to get to heaven.
I just couldn't let go. I just couldn't let go. I want to go back. Why can't we all just go back?
What are you doing, man? Man, I'm getting out of here.
Are you crazy? There's nowhere to go.
You're the one who's crazy. Bill, if you really believe what you're saying, why didn't you say something about it before now? But it could have made a difference.
I thought I'd have more time.
More time? Bill, we run home from practice together every day. We room together at regionals every year. We talked about a lot of stuff. But we never talked about this.
I didn't think you were interested.
Well, maybe I wasn't. But I didn't know what I know now. And you did.
Confused. You're asking yourselves why. This all seems so senseless, such a waste. Four precious young lives snatched away in an instant without warning.
Full name, please.
Kenneth Lane Johnson.
Experienced a great loss, and it's only normal that the pain is great. The only way to deal with pain is to face it head on and walk through it. It won't just go away. You can't hide it, and you can't push it back down. You've got to be honest about it.
Full name, please.
Mary Ann Sabley.
Us here today is hurting. You are not alone with your grief, so don't be silent about your pain. By sharing it with each other, the burden of the pain becomes lighter.
Full name, please.
John.
Stephen Perry.
Perspective. Really, it's not just for Mary and John and Ken and Bill that we hurt, but for ourselves. While they were among us, they brought joy to our imperfect world. Now, they have, in a sense, graduated to a better existence. There is no pain. You see, death is not an end. It's only the beginning. Death is just one of life's many passages. There comes a time when each of us must shed our physical bodies in order to set our souls free, to release our spirits and to discover the potential that's hidden within all of us, to discover what Mary and John and Ken and Bill have discovered. But until then, until we are reunited with our friends, we must carry on. We must care for each other. I know that this is what they would say to you now if they could. Thank you.
Allison, there's something I need to talk to you about. don't know why I feel so awkward about it. But I know that after everything that's happened, there's nothing more important. I should have shared it with John, Ken, and Mary. But I never took the time. And now I'll never have the opportunity. It's about Jesus. Jesus Christ.
Please.
Could you look up a name for me, please?
Yes. Yes, may I help you?
Could you look up a name for me, too?
Yes. Name, please?
Allison Reed. R-E-E-D.
I'm sorry, that reservation has not been confirmed. Wait. That reservation has just been confirmed.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. There's no one to him below. They know me, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me.
If you could see the real list in the book of life, it'd be much, much less. Y'all got us a song ready? Confirmed than unconfirmed. And that's our mothers, that's our brothers, that's our sisters, that's the people that you work with, kids you have at school this week, that's the kids that you go to school with. And stuff like that happens every weekend, and it's going to happen again this weekend. There'll be some young people take off just to have a big time. We're scared to witness to them. We're scared to go to McDonald's or somewhere and hand them a tract. But one of these days, their blood's going to be on our hands. And buddy, we need to get right with God. Say, listen, I don't care if they laugh at me. I don't care what they say. I'm going to tell them. I'm going to at least tell them. And the blood's going to be off my hands. Let's stand and bow our heads for prayer. I wanted the young people especially tonight to get a burden. But this is for mamas and daddies too. I know we've had to fight. We've had to fight just to make it through this service tonight because of all the distraction and the heat. But I believe it's because God wanted to do something in our lives. And if you need to come crowd around this altar tonight and let's have old-fashioned altar prayer, just come on. That's right, young people. Thank God. How about them people you work beside? How about the people that's your neighbors? God said if we mourn the wicked. That old song said, see our mothers and our fathers and our children sinking down. We need to pray like never, never, ever before. God would use us to be a testimony and a witness. Oh God. Oh God in heaven, please put a burden on our hearts. Oh God. Hear my prayers tonight, God. Hear me, God. Place a burden upon the hearts of your children. Oh, God. Many times we pray that you'll keep people awake and stuff like that. God, keep us awake. Burden our hearts. Send us out of here tonight like an exceeding great army to win the lost to the Lord Jesus Christ. Do it, Father. Do it for Jesus' sake. In His name we pray.